Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed. It's Bat Squad Radio, episode 21 here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, my name is Kev Allen, the host of this show. Joining me, as always, my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First, our special guest, fresh off the haircut chair, Adam Sandler. Oh, no, that's Bat Dave.
Wow, that is not the intro we discussed, and you're already body-shaming me for my new haircut.
Yeah. How you doing,
Dave? I just noticed something. Wait, isn't it episode 22?
Why, what did he say?
21.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, it's episode 22 then. So what's going on, Dave? How you doing?
See that? Kevin was so quick to trash me on my new physical appearance of super short crew cut hair that he botches the intro. Very unprofessional.
Are you feeling okay?
My turn. Go.
Not your turn. Still... Kev asked me how I'm feeling.
Dave hasn't relinquished the floor yet.
Right. I'm glad you asked how I'm feeling, because listeners are probably saying, man, Bat Dave's voice is a little scratchy, a little nasally, and they would be right in that assessment, because, man, I just got over and defeated killer flu bug. Mm-hmm. This thing had me on the ropes. I mean, but using my stamina, my powerful immune system, taking several naps, vitamins.
Folks, also joining us this week is New Jersey Spider Denny. Hopefully with something more interesting to talk about.
Oh, that's really funny. What did you have, like the shingles or something, Dave? Some old person disease or something?
No, it's just a generic flu bug, mm-hmm. But I'm feeling a lot better
now. Why are you re-engaging this?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, what were we talking about?
I was introducing you.
Who cares?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So guess what I got? Guess what I got?
What do you got?
I got this.
He's
pulling something out of his lap.
Something's rising from his lap.
Oh my goodness! It's some huge. Long rod is rising out of his lap.
What does that say
that
right there?
That says first, as in first place.
No, it looks like a four. Actually, it looks like forced.
Well, it's because it's on his
forced because he forced.
it actually does look like a four.
Yeah, forced because he forced this poor woman to make him a damn trophy because he won a children's cosplay contest.
Hey, you're just jealous again, man. Holy.
Is that actually the trophy that you alluded to last episode, wherein we went to Amazicon and you accidentally won the children's costume?
Say it right. Amazicon!
Amazicon!
I mean, it took like almost like a month to finally get. But
a whole month. Wow.
This thing is huge. It's like it goes up to my wang. It's like
this
huge.
Thing
that's
got
to go pretty far to get up to his wang, because as we all know, it's incredibly short.
So basically, it's up to his belly button.
It's still a big trophy. So
mm-hmm.
That trophy makes the Stanley Cup look like a shot glass.
I got a bigger trophy for winning the Pinewood Derby when I was in second grade. So.
Oh, so you're trying to allude back to being a trophy from like a little boy costume contest?
Pretty much.
Is that
what
it is?
No. Yeah. Did the children whose hopes and dreams you destroyed have to deliver it to you just to add to their shame at having been defeated by Spider Spawn?
It doesn't matter. I just put it with the rest of my awesome trophies from such an award-winning cosplayer.
You are making a lot of money for a lot of therapists in the greater Philadelphia area right now, because these kids are going to go and just be like, I thought I had the trophy won with my awesome Hulk costume that my mommy bought from Party City, and then some Spider Spawn came and stole it, and he kicked me in the face.
$1,500 Spider Spawn. Hey, Kev, the parents are still mad at him over
that.
Oh,
I'm sure they are. Hopping
mad. But I got to tell you, as someone that was there and witnessed his big win, you know that Denny was relentless getting this trophy made. He
right.
Would not.
But I was so angry. That's why.
Here's my question. Did you know before you won that it was that there was no trophy? Or, like, were you, like, super excited and like, yeah, yeah,
no,
and then they handed you
no
a rabbit?
There were no trophies on stage.
There was no trophies on stage, so I just figured maybe they're in the back or, you know, they don't really, like, push it out. But you don't, like, the last 3 years being out of one first place every single year, because it's such an award-winning cosplayer, mm-hmm. is the fact that they had trophies. So I'm like, all right, cool, I won, so where's my trophy?
And they handed
and
you a rabbit.
The thing is, There was a giant stuffed rabbit on stage the whole time. And also, in GamerCon's defense, they were not the official costume contest, which took place later that evening.
No, it was the children's costume contest.
Well, I just thought that the big huge bunny was just part of like a prop, because it was Easter weekend. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, there's a
little
big huge bunny.
Know.
And little did I know that I was taking that stupid thing home.
The grand prize.
I think that the big takeaway here is Denny did, in fact, win. His streak of victories continues. He finally, after much badgering of Lonnie from GamerCon, thank you, Lonnie.
Yes, thank you, Lonnie, for making him less insufferable.
Yes, thank you for the awesome trophy that these two are just jealous of, that I have better cosplay than them.
All right, enough about this waste of life. Let's move on to things that are actually important to our listeners. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I would say, is very important to our listener base.
What was that? What movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 just came out this weekend from Marvel Studios.
Did any of us see it?
I saw it because I...
What'd you think?
Because I knew we were recording, and I knew that I'm actually going to go again tomorrow. I thought it was fantastic. I really liked it. I thought it was, you know what? While maybe not a great movie, it was fun, and that's all these Marvel movies really need to be. Go ahead.
No, that's what I heard. I heard that it was like more of like a party type of movie, mm-hmm. and like just fun and like uplifting. So, I mean, who cares? Like, I think that's kind of cool.
That's the thing. Like, these movies don't need to have like a message. They don't need to like have some like deep meaning or theme to it. All I want to do is go there, eat popcorn and laugh and fist pump and, you know, just like be really into it and have a lot of fun. And it's exactly what and that was what the first Guardians was. And the first Guardians is one of the most beloved Marvel movies of all time.
Yeah.
This one is...
I've heard nothing but positive reviews about this so far.
This one is very... like, it's more of a comedy than the first one was. Like, there's a lot more gags. Like, I feel like it was almost like Two Broke Girls level, but funny. Where if it had a laugh track, the laugh track would have never stopped.
Really?
Yeah, Batista... I thought Batista stole the show. He did a really good job. I continue to be amazed at how good of an actor Batista is.
Yeah, he's getting better and better, I noticed.
Yeah. I mean, Drac... Here's the thing. Batista, he stole the show, but they also, like, I could see the point where he was also kind of a weak point because they changed Drax's character a lot from the first one. Whereas, like, in the last one, he was very unintentionally funny because, like, people would say things and he just wouldn't get it and he'd be very serious and stoic the whole time. In this one, he's actually, like, cracking jokes and laughing. Like, and I guess it's showing that, like, Quill is rubbing off on him and he's learning more about humor.
Well, without spoiling anything, because I did that with Logan
for a listener,
but I do hear there's a lot of cameo appearances, a lot of famous people pop up.
Here and there. I got to say, it was one of my favorite Stan Lee cameos of all time.
Really? That's nice.
Good.
Yeah.
And but I'll tell you what, Kev, just to the other side of the coin, my only concern with all of these Marvel movies going so light and breezy, they're going to adapt that. They're going to apply that formula to other ones. I already hear that the next Thor is going to be kind of silly.
It looks very Guardians, yeah. I will also say this is...
Do we want that?
I mean, I think it'll be okay. Here's the thing, because this movie was very silly and very funny, but very fun. But it also was extremely, like, there were heart-wrenching moments. I teared up at one point. It was very action-packed, like... They find that perfect balance between humor, action, and you know, deep, sad moments.
Drama.
And drama. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, author.
Are we going to see anything? Does this move the Infinity Gauntlet along?
No.
Or without ruining too much?
It doesn't move the Infinity Gauntlet story along, but that's fine because the first movie, the Marvel's Infinity War that comes out next year... that's a whole movie of build-up to the Infinity Gauntlet. And then, actually, Zoe Saldana actually accidentally let it slip in an interview that the second half of that movie is called Infinity Gauntlet. So I think the first movie will be Thanos. We all kind of assumed Thanos was going to be gathering the stones like throughout Phase 3, but it seems more like he's going to be gathering the stones in Infinity War. And I think Infinity War ends with him taking the last stone at... My friend Dave always says it's going to end with him taking the last stone out of Vision's head. And that will be where we pick up.
Have they cast Thanos yet?
It's Josh Brolin. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I saw that.
And then you had that moment at the end of Avengers Age of Ultron where, like, at the after-the-credits scene, Thanos walks in and grabs the Infinity Gauntlet, which just doesn't have any, like, gems in it, and he just goes, fine, I'll do it myself.
Right, you know who I think Josh Brolin would have been a perfect Dark Knight. Now Ben Affleck's fine;
mm-hmm.
he's getting
the job
done.
Great.
But Josh Brolin, I think, would have. To me, I see more of the Frank Miller version when I look at Josh Brolin. A little more little more weathered. When I look at Ben Affleck, the problem is, oh, there's Ben Affleck. His fame precedes himself. So
I know you were big on the whole, like, oh, we see Batman and Superman, it's just going to be like, hey, there's Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's Batman. I didn't think that at all. I
hope that they have either the Collector or Howard the Duck in it, because those are two of my favorite from the first one.
I'm not going to spoil anything. Awesome. I'm not going to spoil anything for you. I will tell you, the Collector is not.
What? How could he not be?
I don't want to disappoint you. The Collector's not in it.
Okay.
Benicio, right. They are making a new, they're turning the Tower of Terror in Disneyland into a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction,
yep.
And it's all based
yep.
on the Collector, so he'll be in that.
I saw that, and also, speaking of Disney real quick, I literally just read something about that they're doing, like, a Star Wars theme park or something in Orlando?
It's the single largest expansion in Disney history. It's actually going to be... 14 acres, an entire Star Wars land.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to have two big rides, and it might have like another small ride, but then it's going to have shops and cantina. It's going to have a Star Wars cantina. It's going to have themed restaurants. It's going to be awesome.
So basically, it's a new place for Kevin to squat.
I'm never going to leave once that opens. They're doing a Star Wars land, and right next to it will be a Toy Story land.
Nice.
Yeah, and then...
What about Star Trek Land?
No. And actually, this month, Disney's opening up, and let me finish about Guardians of the Galaxy, then I'll ask you about that. People are saying it's better than the first movie. I don't think as a whole it is. I feel like it has a much better third act than the first movie, though, because one of the things I thought was weak about the first movie was the confrontation with Ronan was kind of lacking, I thought.
I agree with that.
The fight with the villain in this one, and by the way, Marvel finally gets a good villain other than Loki and the Red Skull.
Good.
You know, it's. I'm not going to spoil who the villain is, but the final like confrontation with the villain is excellent. I thought it was good, and there are five post-credit scenes.
Oh really? Is it before, during, and after, or is it just right?
It's like
after
all
the
throughout
credits,
up to the very end. I will say though, only one of them is like a serious thing that moves the plot along. The other ones are all gags.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're almost like alternate takes and deleted scenes.
Yes. The biggest takeaway you can get from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is Baby Groot.
Why?
Because Baby Groot he steals the whole movie. He's adorable. And anytime he's on, he's not overused, but anytime he's on the screen, he just dominates the screen. Baby Groot is amazing.
And that's not a spoiler because it's been already, people know about it.
People know what
character.
Baby Groot is, yeah. Like,
yeah, well, okay. I was going to say, I'm not spoiling anything because I haven't seen it, everybody, okay? I'm just saying, I think, at my opinion, at the end, I think Baby Groot is going to grow up to be Big Groot, and that's kind of what people are going to be like so sad and depressed about, because he's not all cute and, you know, mm-hmm. look all like awesome.
Well, I'm not going to spoil whether you're right or wrong. I, too, went in with that mentality, and I'm not going to say if it happens or not. So the thing I want to tell you guys, this month at Disney, they're opening up a land based on Avatar.
That's going to be horrible.
I know. Yeah. It actually looks, visually, it looks stunning, and it's going to become bioluminescent at night. But my question to you guys is the Avatar craze over?
Oh, absolutely. Look at how long it's taken for a sequel to even
2020. It was supposed to come out last year, and then it was supposed to come out this year, which still, that would have been... Avatar came out in 2009, so it would have been 7 years later to get a sequel. Now it's not coming out until 2020. And if I'm Disney, I'm pissed, because the opening of this theme park was supposed to coincide with the sequel to the highest grossing film of all time. Now it comes out amidst nothing 4 years before the sequel will come out.
I think though that if you go back and like watch Avatar, I think you might get back like those feelings and how awesome it was and how like and you know
I
what
I
mean
had
like
those feelings. I think
think the opposite. I think if you go back and watch it now, it'll be like watching Tron.
Yeah,
it's
here's
aged,
the thing.
I think.
Avatar made all the money that it made because it was the first movie that got 3D right.
Yeah.
Now every movie gets that. Like every movie does really good 3D now. So I feel like. Like, the story for Avatar is not great. The acting's, like, okay. It's just, like, it was the visualization that made it so amazing. And unless they can break new ground with new technology, I just don't see them moving
forward. What did they compare that to? It was, like, Pocahontas or something?
It's Fern Gully.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
it's the same plot as Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I'm not a huge Disney fan, and mm-hmm. I mean, we all have our likes and dislikes, just never got caught up in it. But I see that your boy, actor Johnny Depp, has fallen on such hard times. Disney hires him now to show up at the Pirates of Penzance ride.
The Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah. That was the coolest thing ever.
You know, that's not the first time he's done that. They actually keep a costume in Disneyland backstage for him because there are four Captain Jack Sparrows in Pirates of the Caribbean. And if you see a fifth, it's Johnny Depp.
Wow. Well, a lot of people that were there that day, at first, they were hesitant to believe it was him.
Yeah.
Because we go to a lot of Comic-Cons, and there are spot-on Captain Jacks walking around. So I could understand their reluctance to believe it. It would be kind of surreal, but there he was. But it busted on Johnny. I also see he takes that character to children's hospitals.
He does.
A lot of
he does. And so does Chris Pratt does that with Star-Lord. Chris Evans does it with Captain America. So, you know, a lot of actors are given back now, which I think is great. I have a Disney annual pass holder preview of the new Pandora, the World of Avatar, on the 13th, a week from today. So next episode, I will tell you guys what I thought about it.
Can you take some, like, video and pictures and stuff?
I will, yeah. Yeah, right, as cool. long as they're allowing it. Here's the thing. There are two rides and a restaurant, and I want to be able to try all of it. I'm kind of hoping against hope that I'll be able to do all of it, because I only have 2 hours.
Do we have any additional movie or TV news we want to discuss?
Oh, well, I mean, in closing, I'll say Guardians of the Galaxy, I rated a solid 8 out of 10. Go see it. You'll enjoy yourselves. Don't go in expecting cinematic art. Go in expecting to have a good time, eat some popcorn, and have a great... Also, never in my wildest dreams did I expect I would ever see Ego the Living Planet in a movie. And... you know, Kurt Russell knocks it out of the park. Okay, Dave.
Spoiler alert. I didn't know that.
Everybody knew that.
Well, now I don't need to go, thanks to Kevin.
Everybody knew that The Living Planet was in it.
I really didn't read much about it because I'm just into Spider-Man and that's it.
Right. All right, Dave, you had a television show to talk about.
I did. I have no idea what I watched, but it was something. I'm not even sure if I liked it, hated it. But it was certainly memorable, and it's a new show on Stars, on the Stars channel. That's Stars with a Z. And it's called American Gods.
It's pissed me off so bad.
Well, hold on. I watched this based only on the 60-second preview that was floating around on Facebook. And I had no idea what the concept was. Maybe you could tell me. But it's very it's very visual. It's almost like a comic book come to life. Mm-hmm. But beyond what American Gods is, after watching one episode, I have no idea, but I'm going to watch it again.
What is it? I never even heard of it. Like, what is it? What is it like?
Kevin, what is it?
It's gods from various different, like, countries, like a Norse god or a Greek god and stuff like that. Like, all, like, living in modern day America, like, blending in as normal people.
Oh, okay. Is it kind of like they have, like, superpowers or something? Or they're actual gods?
Do they have superpowers,
yes,
Dave?
No. Yes, it's like, and I'm not gonna reveal anything other than if you saw the cast includes Ian McShane, formerly the foul-mouthed cowboy from Deadwood.
Okay.
And Ian McShane is a mysterious character. It seems like one of those shows where each episode they're going to introduce you to a new character and they're going to build upon that. And there's a lot of dreams. It's very visually stunning, and there's a lot of allusions to, you know, Greco-Roman mythology, African myth, Norse, which Thor is from the Norse gods,
mm-hmm.
and it had no spoiler here because it's been talked about. It had probably the most disturbing sex scene I've ever watched in any movie, TV show, anything. It's you should watch it for that.
Disturbing.
Alone.
That's something going from you because I assume you've had some disturbing sex in your day.
No, I'm talking.
that was weird.
I'm talking clearly about what Hollywood has adapted to the small screen, and it's cast very well. You're going to know a lot of these people, the secondary characters.
Right.
Oh, that's from a sitcom, and that. Uh-huh. And so, even though I didn't understand what was going on. At the end of the hour, I was like, wow, I'm going to tune in again. So
I got to tell you, I was pissed off when I heard about this show because it has been like, you know, once Rocinante, my book series, is done, there are a bunch of other book series that I'm going to start out on.
What is that? Danny, what was that? What? A book series?
Yes, a book series.
You're,
I write
books.
You're
on a book series?
Yes.
It's called like Rosebush or something? I forget.
Dragon Boy.
Anyway, once that's over and done with, I'm going to keep writing. So one of the ideas that I've been really toying around with was I want to make my own superhero universe. Like,
that's cool.
Create my own heroes and then bring them all together, like on a team up. And but the problem with that is every good superhero name is taken by Marvel or DC. It's like there's like nothing left. Like every name that I thought of, I like looked up and like, oh, nope, Marvel's got it or DC's got it.
Well,
even like
one of the best superheroes names is Spider-Denny. There you go. Perfect. Do it.
But the I came up with the idea that maybe the Greek gods still exist, like they never went away, and because they still have, like, Zeus still has lightning powers and Ares still has, like, super combat powers and stuff like that. Like, they could be, like, modern-day superheroes that eventually come together. So I composed this whole idea about, like, where they come from and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden this American Gods show comes out, which seems to be the exact same thing. And I got really mad because now I'm back to square one.
Well, maybe you should have wrote that book first.
Yeah, maybe
you
I
should have. You have to remember, too, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, if you read that original run of Journey into Mystery from the early 60s mm-hmm. through the late 60s, a lot of those topics were covered in depth.
That's true. There are no original ideas anymore, unfortunately.
Right. But I think American Gods is worth a shot. I think it's going to be the new Stranger Things. Until Stranger Things comes back, American Gods is going to fill that void.
I can't wait until Stranger Things comes back in October.
I was going to say, and for all the crap that we do, for you're saying that there's no original thing, I said, except for all the garbage that we put together.
Well, I was going to say that, but we're going to talk about the latest cosplay creation that I came up with.
Oh, please,
later.
No.
You know, we can get into it now. I think you want to talk about East Coast Comic Con?
Sure. East Coast Comic Con, Secaucus, New Jersey, which was last weekend.
So Dave and Denny had a team up cosplay that was supposed to be super secret, but Dave ended up going Osolo Himo, and
with Denny's blessing. This was going to be a character, actually a similar character, was going to debut at AmazeCon a few weeks earlier, but I talked it over with Denny and we decided that AmazeCon was going to be.
Can I just point out that I love how you guys gloss over my book series constantly? But then we have to spend like 10 minutes on, and then I put on a wig and a mask and my brilliance about like F you guys, like seriously.
Well, if I had a soda to open while you're talking about, that's when I would have done it.
Also, don't you have a Rosentini radio podcast of its own?
No.
That you, oh, so then this is your vehicle to
I'm
promote
trying,
that?
Yeah, but.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually contributing original content to the world. You guys are dressing up in costumes and we spend more time on that. But go ahead, please. Please continue with your meaningless accomplishments. Thank you.
I was saying the character that I wound up premiering at East Coast Comic Con was supposed to debut at AmazeCon, but I generously granted Denny the spotlight where he won the children's costume contest.
Hold on right there. Did you think that this thing you did at East Coast Comic Con was going to beat that spider spawn? Because it was not going to.
Dude, I'm not telling. He thought it was the best thing he's ever done in his entire life.
Like, it was really simple, Dave. Like,
it looks stupid.
You put in about the same amount of work that I put into Darkseid Rick from Rick and Morty.
No,
so.
you actually put in more work.
Because I styled a wig.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
For the few listeners still listening. What it was 2 years ago, Denny had based another award-winning cosplay. He actually won on this one. There was a hugely popular bunch of guys from Australia 10 years ago, and they did a web series called Italian Spider-Man. And if anyone's seen Italian Spider-Man, it has no bearing on the Marvel character.
Right.
It basically looks like a 70s porn star.
It kind of looks like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a belly. And it was filmed in that way that only early 70s, mid-70s movies could be filmed. You know,
you have to admit, though, like when I did the whole costume, it looked spot on. Like I said,
it was
double
good.
Chin.
I like that one.
Beer gut, everything.
So for East Coast Comic Con, and we're going to get into this point a lot. Thank you. That wasn't too bad.
What was
enjoy
that?
Enjoy your beverage.
Snapping.
So, yeah. That was me yawning and my spine cracking. But anyhow, for East Coast Comic Con, we were having a little trouble where we thought we might be bounced from the show if we showed up as ourselves. So I said, let's
right,
bring
back.
Right,
because you guys upset the promoter or whatever.
Well, Denny did. Yeah, not
I'm
me.
I'm shocked. Really?
Me.
Denny upset somebody?
Yeah. Nope, I didn't do it. I did
right,
nothing.
So we could gloss over that. But either way, I said, Denny, I said, let's show up. I said, Denny brings back his Italian Spider-Man. And I've been dying to do my own version of that, which, of course, would
so
be
So you've been
Italian.
Dying to glom off of Denny's award-winning cosplay.
Here, let me,
Italian Batman.
Let me ask Kevin something. Kevin, when you think of Batman, what do you think of Batman when you think of him? Do you think of his cowl? Do you think of
yeah,
his,
the cowl.
His symbol? That's the first thing you think of?
Yeah.
Not like maybe his cape or anything?
The cowl, the cowl and the cape are kind of connected.
Part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing, for whatever freaking reason, he did not have a cape. It just looks stupid. If he had a cape, maybe different colors, like maybe like the Italian colors or something,
I think
that would have brought it together.
I don't know. I kind of liked it the way it was without the cape. I feel like Italian Batman would not have worn a cape.
But it just looked like a frail porn star. Like
maybe like a half cape, like a Billy Dee Williams cape or something like that.
Which I had from my Wild West Batman. I have a leather cape half length. The problem was, Kevin, you're not giving me – well, Kevin is giving me credit. What Denny's failing to realize is – Denny bails on me because Denny goes for scalp surgery. He has these little nodules. And I said, Denny, are you ready for Italian Spider-Man, Italian Batman? We're going to walk in and people will get my costume based on seeing him as Italian Spider-Man, which actually exists. Denny goes, I can't wear a wig or anything because I just had scalp surgery.
Are you faulting Denny because he had surgery and couldn't play
yeah,
your cosplay
it's very
game?
Selfish. Very selfish. We had.
I had a bunch of stitches in the back of my head, which I have to go today and get removed. But I had them in the back of my head, and I was just kind of worried putting the wig on and something snagging it, and like you know, because they were fresh. They were literally I got them that day before.
The dude had surgery. Sometimes I wonder how your ego doesn't have its own gravitational pull.
Well,
one thing was... I have to say though, there was one guy out of the thousands of people that were there. Was one guy that walked up to him. Like, are you supposed to be Italian Batman? I'm not joking.
Oh, only one and dude got it?
One guy well, got it. And the only reason why is because he's like he's a fan of Italian Spider-Man. So, of course, I had to go above Dave and show him my picture. He's like, dude, he's like Italian Spider. That's awesome.
So you stole. Like, yeah, so Dave had one person that figured it out, and you stole his thunder from it.
Yep.
Well, no, but there's a huge asterisk to that. Since Denny and I were only together at this show for about 45 seconds.
It was glorious.
That was the only person in that 45-second period. But outside the building, inside,
sure.
Everywhere, people were just running up and saying, oh, my God, this is brilliant.
I'm sure
this,
they were.
Kevin, what was your quote when you saw it? You said that this was
the best Italian superhero I've ever seen.
Yes,
thank you.
I did that more to piss Denny off than...
No, I kind of knew that. That's why I didn't even bother responding.
Either way, it made my week. And I'm still floating on cloud nine.
But so, the thing is, it's like he didn't really change anything. From the head up, it was me. Or not me, it was Italian Spider-Man. But
that didn't
like I said, you should have a different mustache or like different type of hair, like different
next
color.
It was very
color.
Much Italian Spider-Man with a Batman shirt on.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And a utility belt.
So basically what Kevin said, it was basically Batman cosplaying as Italian Spider-Man.
Kind of.
I'm gonna throw down the gauntlet now, Kevin. Next time we do the show, if Denny does not bail on me again, we'll both go as our respective versions, and we'll see which character the crowds appeal to more.
Honestly, I almost acquiesced about going to New York Comic Con this year because I was like, maybe you could be Italian Batman, Italian Spider-Man, and I could do Italian Superman. But I was just going to say that.
I swear to God.
The next time the three of us are in the same place at the same time, we'll do it. But it's not going to be New York Comic Con because I'm not going.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Sure?
I'm positive.
You sure you're not going? Well, guess who is going? Who said he wasn't going to go and was
going
to boycott their stuff?
Yeah.
What are you
talking about? The first person to get a ticket. So I need to talk about the hypocrisy of our red-clad friend here because Denny's a hypocrite because Denny will always constantly be East Coast Comic Con. I guess you had issues with the guy or whatever. You weren't going to go. It was, I'm not going. Or constantly it's, I'm done with these cons. I'm done with Dave. Yeah. I'm done with Bat Squad. I'm retired. And he publicly posts it so that people will pay attention. And then he's the first one in the door.
Well, that's because I have an obsession. I love the Comic Cons. Like, I can't, like, pass it up.
But
so
New York
Comic
Con, every year when we're at New York Comic Con, you're like, this is it. This is the last one. I'm never doing this again. This sucks. I hate it.
Kevin, when the tickets opened for New York City, when the availability opened, who was the first person to publicly say they got
tickets? The first person
was
Denny. After he made a big hashtag boycott NYCC post on Facebook, and I could not believe that you bought tickets to New York Comic Con.
Well, I didn't buy tickets for Saturday. I boycotted Saturday's New York Comic Con, not Sunday's.
Actually, I think you're right to not go Saturday, because here's the thing. It's going to be half the size this year because the Javits is under construction.
Yeah, what did they say, like 8,000 less people or something?
Something like
that,
yeah.
Well, Denny, did you go to the car show a couple weeks ago? Was it already under construction?
No, it actually wasn't. It was fine. So, I mean, I did see, like, on the side, you know how they put the little barricades up and getting it ready? Mm-hmm. But there was no real construction, like, going on, so it was fine. But not for anything, Dave. I got you a goddamn ticket, first of all, so you can go as well. And you did say that you weren't sure if you wanted to go. And I was like, you know what? At the kindness of my heart, which is very rare, I was like, let me get Dave a ticket. So I got him a ticket, and now I'm going to sell that goddamn thing. All right, go ahead, Kev.
Kev, what about your book series, Rosanelli?
No, but so my thing is just like, it's always so crowded. It's always so smelly. You can't get to anything. You can't get into anything. Do you guys get sick when you go?
No.
No, but I get very, very tired.
I get sick every single
time.
Like, really sick.
Well, didn't you guys go multiple days? We used to go two days. We went 2 of the 4 days, and it would take me 3 days to recover just from being sheer exhaustion.
I went for 3 out of the 4 days last year.
I think what it is for me, though, is because I just love being in New York. I just like going on that train ride and just getting there and just kind of walking around.
That's the fun part. But then once you get into the show floor and it gets crowded and you can't move and people are just elbowing you and stopping traffic in the aisles to take pictures of Green Lantern Batman, it's like...
Or Italian Batman.
That's when
the thing is they actually one thing I remember a few years ago, and I think Kevin you might remember this, and I think Dave too, is when we got the press for it, we were allowed in an hour before. You could walk the whole entire thing.
Yeah, not anymore though.
Yeah, and now they stopped that. So it sucks.
Not only that, but on the Saturday, they weren't letting us, like, we were still allowed in to go to, like, up to the press lounge and, like, you know, hang out for like an hour before the show, but we couldn't make it into the show floor. On Saturday, they were making the press wait outside.
Wow, really?
We weren't allowed in the door until the general public was allowed in.
That's bullshit.
I was fumingly angry.
Yeah.
And we should also tell our cosplay friends who have never been to this show, they have the toughest cosplay weapons checkpoint ever.
Yeah, they do.
It's hilarious as to what they confiscate off cosplayers.
They take a lot of stuff. You can see it, like when you go to that outside area, they have like piles of just people's weapons that they take.
I actually saw someone, they must have took a Harley Quinn sledgehammer. I'm like, I can see it as a weapon, but come on, man. Like, you're not going to sit there and slam someone with that thing.
Well, I mean, it depends on how heavy it was, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, also cosplayers should know, like, to make things out of foam or something that's light that you can't.
Yeah,
you know,
something that you cannot physically actually hurt somebody with.
But then you could go in there.
You can go in there and you could buy a sword.
Yeah,
a
exactly.
real honest to goodness sword.
But then you think about this too, is because you could. I hate to say this, but you could technically kill anybody with anything. If you have a pen, you could stab someone with a pen. I mean,
wow,
Denny's
really thought about this.
I have to deal with Dave every day, so.
True. The smaller, especially now that I stole his cosplay Thunder.
Where is your goddamn trophy? Show me.
I don't do it for trophy. I do it out of passion and the response that I get from the masses. Wait, I know we're halfway through New York Comic Con. I did want to backtrack real quick to East Coast Comic Con.
Okay.
East Coast Comic Con. Great show. It's a 2-day show.
Okay.
I think any show's more than 2 days is too much. So Saturday, Sunday, it was packed. And he had a nice mix of Hollywood, comic book creators, famous star cars. So we got to see. We didn't meet, but we saw there's Danny Trejo. Machete was in the corner, and he was signing autographs, taking pictures. They had a really cool Lost in Space cast members reunion. And it was supplemented with the robot. They had the robot there, full size. And they also had the chariot. The chariot was the Lawson's.
Oh, dear.
Well, they didn't have Dr. Smith.
Jonathan Harris. Dave Deventer, please come here and let me tickle Uranus.
That's disturbing.
Actor Jonathan Harris passed away. Guy Williams passed away. And the mom of the show, June Lockhart, she was not there. But the three children, who are now grown, they're all in their 50s and 60s. And then the other fellow was there. So you had four cast members. And with the chariot, with the robot, very cool, lots of meet and greets. You had Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. And then you had a lot of famous people like Simon Bisley and Keith Giffen, the creative team behind Lobo. Kevin's dying to say something.
Yeah, I could tell. He's cringing.
I'm just sitting here thinking about more Dr. Smith things. Dave goes up to Dr. Smith. He's like, oh, I loved you. It's like, oh, did you watch it as a boy? Do you have a picture of yourself as a boy?
That's a pretty good Dr. Smith. But
Will you take the robot and this mincing boy-hungry pedophile and go into the woods to investigate?
It's so bad.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You will like this moment at East Coast Comic Con when the creator of Deadpool, Fabian, somebody help me here.
I don't know.
The creator of Deadpool basically told me I look like a complete idiot dressed as Italian Batman.
He did. That was great. That was the best time I've ever had at the show.
And I felt like telling him, you created one of the lamest, most derivative characters of all time. Now, true, it's $1 billion franchise.
Everybody loves Deadpool. What are you talking about?
It's kind of like a dopey.
It's not $1 billion franchise. Batman. It's a $700 million franchise.
Well,
which for an R-rated film is huge. It's one of the biggest R-rated. It's probably the biggest R-rated film of all time.
Oh, and the one downside of East Coast Comic Con that no one could see happening, and we send him our well wishes and our prayers, George Perez, super awesome artist, creator, innovator, George Perez, was having chest pains and opted to go to the hospital for a checkup and never made it to the show. So, George Perez, we love you, and get well soon. And that's it. Now we're back to New York Comic Con and other sorts.
You know, New York Comic Con, it's all fine and good. I understand the allure. It's just, it's not for me. You know what show I loved? I felt it was about the same size, but it was in a much larger area, was when we went to Wizard World, Philly.
Yeah.
Wizard Philly.
Yeah.
It was Wizard World Philly, yeah. That's coming up too.
Is there a chance we could, Kevin, can we fly you back in on the NJ Bat Squad, on the credit card?
Yeah.
And get you to... Can we get you to redo our Time Lord projects?
No, never.
We are not doing that.
Never again.
That was horrible.
It was the worst.
That was the worst thing ever.
Yep.
Well, I know that the Wizard World is actually coming up. When is it? June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, right?
Is it?
In Philly? Yes. Arch Street. Yep. In Arch Street in the Philadelphia Convention Center. We got awesome celebrities. First is Gene Simmons. Anyone like Gene Simmons anymore?
Kiss. I love Kiss.
Yeah, well, he's going to be there, except his autograph is like $150.
I'm not shocked
like
that.
By that. Crazy. Yeah, so you got like Michael Rooker, you got this guy.
By the way, who's awesome in Guardians Volume 2.
Yeah, no, I kind of figured it. I liked him in the...
Much bigger role this time around, and he's amazing in it.
What does he play?
Yondu.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right,
Star
okay.
Trek? Yeah, first one. I don't know how to pronounce this Star Trek, or Star Wars, or whatever the hell it is. Nicholas? She has like the same name.
Michelle Nichols.
You know what I'm talking about? There you go. So anyway, Charlie Sheen's also going to be there, which I thought was kind of cool. I want to actually see him, so I was interested. Anyway, so a little bit upset, though, because about a month ago, they announced that Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven in Stranger Things, was going to be there. So I bought her autograph. It was only like $50, which is around average.
Yeah.
So I bought the ticket, and I found out a couple days ago that she had to cancel due to filming. You know, of course, being selfish like Dave usually is I'm kind of upset because I wanted to see her because I met the other little boys. Go ahead, Kevin.
But I never complained about anything.
I'm not making the joke. I made it earlier.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. So anyway, she had to cancel. But now that she canceled, I think I'm going to go for Charlie Sheen unless they announce someone else to get
But what's Charlie Sheen charging?
He's $50. Same thing.
Oh, that's not bad. Really?
And then, yeah,
I'm shocked by that.
I said the same thing.
I thought that was going to be at least $250.
No, then if you wanted to get
maybe 10 years ago,
if you wanted to get an autograph of like something that you want to bring in, like a personal item or whatever, he charges 80.
Okay.
So it's Danny, not bad.
I have a great idea for you. When you do meet him, you ever see episodes of Two and a Half Men? Charlie has a certain look. He wears these 1950s bowling shirts, and he wears shorts, and he wears loafers. That's right up your alley. I mean, go as him on the show.
Dave, are you not going to Wizard World?
Oh, I'm going. We're going together.
Okay.
But I think we're just going to go one day, and we're going to go all day and all night because we like Philly. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's $60. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was $50.
One of the things I will say. One of the things I'll say about Wizard World Philly is that they treat the press really good.
Yes.
Jerry Milani, yep, who does the press over there, is a great guy who's very, very accessible, very accommodating. They do like a press night where you can go and like actually interview people. We weren't able to go to that, but it was like, I just like that they have a New York Comic Con treats the press like interlopers. Every year they treat the press a little bit worse.
Because they've gotten big and they don't need you anymore. You know, Jenny and I used to get press all the time quite easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just now the problem is there's so many people that can't go. There's always a new wave of newbies, and the newbies will gladly take your spot.
Yeah.
So that's what you get.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, not in their defense, though, I think they don't want to keep giving the same people, you know, press to do it every single year. So I, like you said, if they have new people that want to do it, they will bump the older ones off, like the veterans, and then get new fresh blood basically and have their outtake and look on the Comic Cons, you know?
Danny, plus they raise the stakes. Remember, you have to have a certain amount of views, you have to have a certain amount of coverage.
Your circulation has to be a certain number for them to accept you.
Yeah.
Do we ever want to go to the one out in San Diego?
I would love to. I need to experience it once, I think.
I agree with Kevin. We should all actually do that together because I have a friend that can get us a hotel right across the street. Like, she has a special discount and she knows people there. So we could do that. I actually get press. I don't know if you guys know this, but I do the application for press every single year and I get it.
It's for San Diego?
I don't go. Yeah, for San Diego. The reason why is just so I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this way it looks like I always have something. So, I mean, it's been working.
You know, I think it might be a little late for this year because it's in July.
Yeah.
But maybe for 2018 we can do a BSR trip out to the West Coast.
You know who would love for us to visit and we could actually stay at his studio apartment?
David
all of
J.
us in a little studio? No, Rich Burley, who was featured on our second or third episode. Rich Burley would love to be a part of
for all of us
team.
To stay in his studio apartment.
Yeah. What was it called? The
He's
Burley
been to
effect?
The show.
Right? Burley Vortex. Effect.
Oh, that's
Burley's Vortex. Great. But no, Rich has been to San Diego Comic-Con, but he hasn't been there in 10 years because, as many have said, and I've heard this, it's just gotten to be too much of a spectacle.
Well, and but the thing is, like, they have bigger panels and bigger, like if I went to San Diego, it would be I'd want to see like the big panels. Like Disney's throwing San Diego a bone this year and letting Marvel go back. But once D23 becomes a yearly thing, you're never going to see Marvel at that again.
Oh, Kevin, you know what I would like to discuss briefly? It's important. It's very important for all of us to support our local comic book shops and our shopkeepers. And today, for those listening, because we'll throw this up on air
a little
later.
Yeah, it'll be today.
Today is a free comic book
it
day.
It is free comic
planet.
Book day.
I had no clue. I woke up and I saw a bunch of posts on Facebook. I'm like, really? I didn't know that. I had no clue.
Yeah, free comic book day was started a number of years ago by a comic book shop out in California. And, you know, the creators have all embraced it, and it's a day where you can come in and you can get free comic books. It's, you know, everyone puts out a certain number for free comic books. And Marvel and DC, it's usually whatever hero is having a movie this year or whatever big event that they're doing. Like, Marvel's got a Secret Empire book. It's all meant to – it's meant to be a jumping on point for new readers to be able to pick up a free book, start reading, and then it's kind of the official start to the comic book season for the year.
Kevin, did you see what they have for free comic book day?
What do they have?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was reading the different comics they had, and they had that, Guardians of the Galaxy, a bunch of other ones. And I was like, oh, look, Rick and Morty. I guess it's really getting more popular now because
it's
I remember
huge.
It, like Well, years ago, I remember it. And then, like, I was like, this is all right. But now I see, like, people talking about it all the time. They got apps now and everything. Yeah.
What is Rick and Morty?
It's a cartoon. It's an adult cartoon.
It's the one that you cosplay.
Yeah. It's they actually also have an app now that I have on my iPad. It's called Pocket Mortys.
Yeah.
And it's essentially Pokemon, but with Rick and Morty. Like, it's the exact same game system as Pokemon.
It's basically like it's like Back to the Future, right? Pretty much.
They were based off of Doc and Marty from Back to the Future. Yeah. And they kind of like spun it off from there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have to really give a huge shout out to all these local comic book shops, because not all of them, but many of them, they tailor make these days specifically for their towns.
Yes.
So what we have is, I'll get.
Yep, and I would like to actually point out my favorite local comic book shop, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, which run by the amazing Peter Mandel, who is my co-host on Two Men and the Mouse. His shop is my favorite to go to. He's always got.
And Danny, who's ours in Union?
Danny,
what? I don't know
who's
what you
our
said.
Guy in our guy in Union. Quick shout out for who?
Steve Nemeke, an amazing heroes in Union, New Jersey, on Stuyvesant Avenue in Union Center.
And my guy is Steve Conti, and Steve runs Funny Books.
Funny Books. Funny Books
up in Lake Hiawatha. And all those three shops, we've been to various times.
Just steps from the East Coast Professional Wrestling School, where I was trained to be a wrestler.
Yes, and in the past, Denny and I have filmed promos for both Amazing Heroes in Union, New Jersey, and Funny Books in Lake Hiawatha. Now, today, unfortunately, I'm scheduled to be up at a small Comic-Con in Nutley. Nutley, New Jersey has this thing, and Nutley's wonderful. It's like 1950s small town America, and that's where I'm heading. So that's no promos for us, Denny. You got the day off.
What do you mean? Promo for what?
We were going to film promos like we always do for Free Comic Book Day.
I don't care about that crap anymore.
Clearly you're not doing it this year because it's Free Comic Book Day now and you haven't done anything, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could feel the excitement coming from Danny.
Yeah, I really don't care. All I know is another 20 minutes to a half hour, I got to go and get my stitches removed out of my head.
Yep. Well, you know, here's the thing with Free Comic Book Day. I think it's great to support your local brick-and-mortar comic book shop. That being said, I do get all my comics digitally now, but, yeah, I do.
What an endorsement.
I'm sorry. I get it because there's really not but hear me out. The reason I do that is because I live in Orlando now, and there really aren't that many comic book shops down here. There are a few, but none are like easily accessible to me, so I get everything off of Amazon. But if I still lived in New Jersey, I'd be at Rogue Comics every Wednesday getting my new stuff.
There's not that many comic book stores around, and even if there is, they just sell a lot of the magic cards now, Yu-Gi-Oh, and all that like stuff.
The thing I love about Rogue Comics is Pete has a ton of collectibles, like the statues, and he's got a lot of toys, and like he's got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, and they do have a lot of gaming nights. They do involve the community.
Yep. By the way, Rogue Comics is on North Union Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey. 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or roguecomics.com with a link to the eBay store.
And Amazing Heroes is going to feature today Marvel DC artist Jim Calafiore.
Nice.
And Jim Calafiore will be doing like a 30-second head sketch of your favorite character, one per family, one per child.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the all kind of stuff. I mean, each shop does its own specific thing, and that's to be commended. I do want to, next episode, great topic you mentioned. I want to finally discuss digital comics versus the old newsstand comics.
I like that idea a lot.
Because I have a lot of thoughts on that.
So what do you guys, the summer is almost upon us. It's almost Memorial Day weekend. So what do you guys have going on for the summer?
Let's see. What do we have? We have, well, we talked about Wizard World June 1 through 4. After that, I think we're off for a while, maybe for like a month in May. And then we have Garden Fest.
Wrong. You want me to do it?
Garden State Comic Fest. For some reason, I couldn't get that out.
Is that Sal and Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they're going to love that promo that Denny just did.
Yeah. No one listens to this anyway.
So
Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th, the Menin Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. They're going to have like celebrities. Dean Cain, I think I talked about that
awesome.
Before. They're going to have him. George Perez supposed to show up. John Wesley Snipe. How do you say his last name?
Ship.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a bunch of different artists, cosplay contests, you know, the same old. So that
sounds. Tell them also too. Garden State's having a little satellite show at Great Adventure.
Yes.
Before that.
Yep. Before that, I don't know when that. Oh, that's May 27th. May 27th.
Yeah, so that's coming up. I think we're gonna pass on that.
The Great Adventure edition.
I would love to go to that. I love Great Adventure, and I think it's awesome when they do events there. But I actually, for the 2018 Garden State Comic Fest, I may actually invest in getting a table for my books.
Nice.
And sell my books there. I had talked to Sal about it this year, but it just wasn't enough. He offered me a great price, and it just wasn't enough time for me to put it together. And I only have, like, two books out at the time, but by this time next year I should have at least five out. So
why don't we do like a split, and then we could like share half of it and maybe do some recording there or whatever.
I would do that.
I'm fine with that. I know Dave's gonna want to walk around and take pictures of girls' asses hanging out, whatever, but I'll be devoted and I'll sit there.
I'll do that as well, but I thought that would be the perfect venue for Italian Superman. The three of us.
Yeah, I could do that, but I also kind of, I'd have to also be wearing my author hat because, you know,
true,
I'm there to sell books, but we'll see.
No, we should just do that like within this year if Kevin's going to be around.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait a whole year to do that, you know?
Yeah, I'll try to.
All right.
Okay. So what else you got, Dan?
I got Monster Mania, August 19th and 20th, Heroes and Villains, September 16th and 13th, and then possibly going back to Baltimore Comic Con, one of my favorite Comic Cons.
Oh, nice. I know you guys like that Baltimore show. You guys went with Super David J a few years ago.
Yeah, I love it. It's September 23rd and 24th. And then after that is
we like the city.
NYC
we love
city.
Baltimore.
Yeah,
it's a great place to get mugged.
Yes.
Well, you know where to go and you know where not to go.
Do you?
No, we do. We'll take the water taxi right out of the harbor, Inner Harbor. We take it over to Fells Point Historic, back to like the Revolutionary War. And it's all kind of just cafes and bars and shops. And we have a good time. We like Baltimore. It's a mini vacation for us is what it is.
All right. So anything else for the summer, or are you guys about tapped?
Tomorrow
we scored two tickets. Not you and me, Denny. Sorry. I'm going with that other person that you're not talking to.
Yep.
We're going to the New Jersey.
Oh, who's Denny not talking to now?
Oh, we don't want to get into
it. Oh, no. We won't get into that.
But, tomorrow is the New Jersey Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and that's down in historic Asbury Park. Right.
I'll be there anyway because they're inducting me. How awesome I am of a cosplayer.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they are.
Well, I didn't see your name on the list, but it could be a typo. But hopefully I'll be rubbing elbows with fellow Unionite Ray Liotta of Goodfellas.
If you think you're getting anywhere within striking distance of Ray Liotta, you have got elbow rubbing distance. You are.
We'll see. Crazier things have happened. Also, Kelly Ripa. Apparently, Kelly Ripa of the Morning Good Morning Kelly is from New Jersey. Connie Chung, famous broadcaster, and my childhood favorite, Roosevelt Grier, who was a football player for the New York Giants and then was a B-movie star for a while. So that's it.
That's really not interesting. Thank you.
No, it's really not. It's really not interesting. I agree with you, Kevin.
Yeah,
that was
so lame. For my summer, my big thing is in about 2 weeks, on May the 16th, I have my second novel comes out. Rocinante, Wrath of the Faithful, which is going to be in both ebook and paperback.
That's a pretty cool cover. I like that.
Yeah, I'm like in love with this cover. Wait till you see the cover for book three, Dan. I'll actually send you a preview shot of it when we're done. Okay. The book three cover is even better. Like,
I'll make sure I post it on Facebook.
Yeah, please don't. Once this book is out. Oh no, I'm glad. I want Denny to boycott it because that means he'll definitely buy it.
good one.
All right, go ahead.
But yeah, once it comes out, I am going to reveal the cover for book three. So
nice.
And the title for book three is revealed at the end of book two. So it's book three should be out in September. So
and then you're going to start on that quirky workplace screenplay that we discussed.
Nope, not at all.
Why?
Because Dave's pissing me off about it.
Oh, okay.
I do still have the desire to write that.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention this. It was really, really funny and pretty sad at the same time. We got to the East Coast Comic Con around like 1 o'clock. We had to go a little later. So we go outside. Dave is just standing outside for like 20 minutes, and it was his friend Nick, my friend Nick, and we're just like, Dave, can we go inside? He's like, oh, I'm going to take more pictures. I'm like, of what? Just, we're done. So we're like, you know what? F you. So we wound up going inside. We're inside for a good, like, hour, 2 hours. Didn't even realize the time because we're just kind of having fun walking around. So finally, we see him walk in. It was like 4 hours later. So he was with his friend Sasha. So I asked Sasha, I'm like, were you guys outside the whole time? She's like, yeah, we're just outside taking photos. How the F can you be outside for 4 hours taking goddamn pictures?
Yeah. The public would not let me be. It was amazing. So
I also love how you interrupted me talking about my book again to bring up Dave and his stupid goddamn costumes.
That was Denny. I didn't want him bringing that up. You could just edit that out. Actually.
No, we're not editing that out because I want people to know how ridiculous.
But I was outside for almost four
hours.
This
is going to be a big bitching conversation between.
He threw it in the garbage.
I threw it in the box like, with the other ones.
Like all the other readers.
Gene, you know what? Gene O'Brien and I are going to have a bitching conversation about this weekend. I can already.
Yeah, you're one fan. Kevin has a male stalker.
Great.
No, I love Gene. Gene's a good friend to me, not to you guys.
Because Gene doesn't think what we do is high art. He thinks because
it's not high art. You're dressing up in a costume.
No, it's performance art.
It's not
And you're just holding a pen. So what the hell's the big deal?
No, but I actually move the pen and words come out of it.
Denny, we actually move and take photos.
Denny, look at me. I'm a writer.
Look at me. I'm a writer.
No. We can't demoralize Kevin.
Oh, no, we can. No, we can.
He's got the good equipment for this show.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Otherwise, it's you and me with two aluminum cans and a string.
All right. You know what? I think we got time here for we got like 10 minutes left. We got time for some wacky news. Dave,
I thought we hit the hour mark already.
We're at 56 minutes. I don't know if we should do.
So we got 4 minutes.
Do we want to do the wacky news real quick?
We got the two bits. We got the wacky news and your health regimen, which is really.
We don't need
off.
To go. We're running out of time, so we've got 10 minutes. Great. We got 9 minutes now before Denny has to leave. So I want to at least get to the wacky news. I've lost 15 pounds. I can't eat cheese. There you go.
And you look great.
Thank you. But yeah, Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about this this Starbucks sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Do we have to?
So I have never been happier to be on a health regimen because I know me and I probably would have ordered this unicorn frappuccino just to see what it was like. But it's sweeping everything. This unicorn frappuccino, which everyone tells me tastes like a bad sweet tart. With caffeine in it, and everybody's getting it. It's like this colorful, like crazy. Looks like it came right out of a unicorn's ass.
But haven't they discontinued it though? Right? Haven't they put it on hold?
Is it already gone? Yeah. Was it that limited of a time?
It's gone already.
Well, they came out with the mermaid frappuccino, which apparently was more like a vanilla flavor, which I think everyone kind of assumed the unicorn one was. I don't know if that's gone now too, but I gotta say Starbucks hit a home run with that because it's all that was up on social media for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just proof that you never know what's going to catch with the public.
Yep, I say it all the time.
I don't know. It's nothing I would ever try. Plus, it's probably expensive.
It was like $5, I think.
Ooh, forget it.
For a Frappuccino. So, yeah, that is pretty expensive, even for Starbucks standards.
Why is Kevin fingering his microphone? I can't stop watching that. It's really weird.
I'm trying to hypnotize you.
And then you guys have... was it wacky news?
There is a news story that that caught my attention. I love now you know how I love Canadian stories, but Florida man stories.
Wait, we have to go. We have to get the announcer. Get the announcer.
Oh yeah, get the wacky news.
I can't. Come on, I got a sore throat.
Just do it.
Wacky news.
There we go. See, you could do it. It was just as creepy as ever. So I'm not going to bury the lead here. I'm going to lead with that. Florida, zoo employee killed while attempting to rape an alligator.
Wait, what was that? What was that?
Zoo employee killed while attempting to rape an alligator.
Good.
Sounds like fake news to me.
A zookeeper was killed this morning in the alligator enclosure of the Naples Zoo while he was attempting to sexually assault a 12-foot-long reptile. According to Captain Henry White, spokesman of the Naples Police Department, 24-year-old Jimmy Olsen. My favorite part of the story is that this guy's name is Jimmy Olsen.
Yes.
Superman's pal. was engaged in full sexual intercourse with one of the younger reptiles when he was surprised by one of the larger animals, which attacked from behind. The young man was caught by the throat by the alligator, who dragged him underwater and drowned him. Alligators don't like rape. They're very against sexual assault.
How would you even do that?
I'm assuming you gotta lift the tail.
They're reptiles.
Denny, I'm sure you've looked into this. How do you do it?
All right. Well, first of all, the guy can't do that, because if he's laying on top of it, if you keep reading the story on the bottom, it says that they found him with his pants down to his ankles and laying on top of the reptile, the alligator.
Then he's like analyzing the alligator.
But not for anything. You can't, because their butthole and everything else is on the other side. So you have to lift up that big meaty tail in order to get to that
area.
Maybe
he had the alligator on its back.
Or tranquilized.
Yeah, it could be.
Jimmy Olsen's death took place around 6 a.m. this morning, but his disappearance was noted only an hour later by employees. They finally discovered his dismembered body floating in the pool of the alligator enclosure around 8:30. The images captured by the security cameras show that Mr. Olsen had clearly placed himself in a very vulnerable position, Captain White told reporters. He had his pants around his knees and was lying down on top of one of the animals with his back to the others. The poor guy didn't stand a chance. We could see him being dragged in the water, and then he disappears from sight. He was probably dead within 30 seconds of the attack. So right away, this guy, this Jimmy Olsen, was doing things like really stupidly. One, there's clearly security cameras. He's going to get caught raping the alligator. Two, he turns his back on other alligators. Like, is he that sure that this is going to go unnoticed? Because I'm pretty sure the alligator that he's raping is not just laying there and taking it.
Yeah, exactly.
Alligators are known to thrash and roll like when poked with a stick. I mean, it's, you know, you're trying to put your penis in one. It's got to be like.
I'm almost certain there's going to be no media follow-up to this story, because this story in fact never happened.
I don't know. Although Mr. Olsen is the first zoo worker to die while having sexual intercourse with an animal, he is not the first one to be implicated in an incident implicating bestiality. In 2002, three employees of the Columbus Zoo were condemned after it was revealed that the zookeepers allowed people into the zoo after business hours for the purpose of copulating with animals.
That goddamn place should have been shut down after that. I'm sorry, but that is disgusting.
Yeah.
That is so nasty.
So, like, Dave, did they charge you money when they let you in there, or?
That.
So, did you guys hear I'm going to the New Jersey Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
So, no, I actually have to say, when I posted this, there were two statements that people made that I thought were really funny. One was, I mean, Dave made an all right one where he said the guy was a real croc sucker. But it's an alligator, not a crocodile.
It's an alligator, so that's why I didn't think it was funny, because it didn't
fail.
Yes, but my friend Zach Adams had the best line, and I think it's going to be the title of this week's episode. He says, "Looks like that guy suffered from ereptile dysfunction."
And that's we talk about comic book stuff for 57 minutes, and that's going to be the title.
I don't know; it might have to be, because I can't think of anything else right now.
Oh, I would think Italian Hypocrite would be his new cosplay.
Oh,
Italian
okay. You know what? Yeah, it'll be Italian Hypocrite.
Yeah.
And that was wacky news.
Thank goodness. Wacky fake news.
Right, yeah. Are we done with this crap?
I do believe that article is fake news.
I got to go
take a nap.
All
right, folks. That's going to do for Bat Squad Radio this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Please check out my friends here over at their YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/NJBatSquadStudios, or check them out on, or no, youtube.com/NJBatSquad.
Yeah.
Or check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/NJBatSquadStudios. That's the studio's one.
Yes.
Or check out Denny's What a Waste page if you really have nothing better to do with your time at facebook.com/whataWaste. Or
yeah.
facebook.com/groups/whataWaste.
Yeah. That'd be a perfect post to post, right? The thing about the Jimmy Olsen on that page.
Yeah, What a Waste.
Yeah,
but no one uses that page anymore.
Yeah,
not as much. Yeah. It truly is What a Waste.
Yeah, no, there are cobwebs growing around that page. And folks, for me, please check out my author page on Facebook at facebook.com/KevinJKessler Author, or check out me on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler. There you can find links to both Rocinante, the novella Rocinante Decimation of Cassid, and the upcoming release of Rocinante Wrath of the Faithful. All of my books right now are only 99 cents on Kindle, so we're doing a special sale for the release. Okay, so that does it for this week. Dave, any closing words?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to push the new Italian Batman catchphrase.
Denny, any closing words?
Spaghetti and the meatballs!
No, I don't have any.
All right. All right, folks. That does it for this week. We will see you next time. Same Bat Squad time. Same Bat Squad channel.
Mamma mia.